97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
I was just unloading so many diapers with Ryan Wiggins.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was so great.
So there's still space in the basket, but only because we're going to add baskets.
We should, yeah, we could. We're going to add baskets to it. We have, how many boxes was that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I think he had like 12 to 15 boxes, and they're like big boxes of diapers.
Yeah, these are not small boxes. And he did, now, one of the things that the diaper bank, I think it was Jerrica who was on with us on Monday, said is that they need the bigger diapers more. And
yes.
I mean, they're used,
you're just
obviously,
in there longer.
Obviously, they'll take any diapers, but the bigger, you know, the fours, the fives, the sixes sizes, mm-hmm. the kids are in those longer, and so they need those more.
It's awesome. Well, it's Wiggins America time, so I don't want to take up your time.
Well, this is very apropos
if
today.
If this were opposite and it was Brad's time, I would make you do the intro.
No, no. Did we play the intro yet?
We haven't played the intro yet.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
Hey, there it is, our old
friend. Are you incapable of performing without that sound?
I'm not incapable, but I am incapable.
That sounds about right.
Cut it. Ethan, cut it. I need that little bit right there.
On it.
The YouTube live chat poll today really goes along well with this. Have you felt the financial pain of higher prices? Yes or no? So this is, from the comments, affecting everybody, and people who are saying, how could you say no to this poll, are really dogging on anybody saying no. So in light of that, I said, why don't we talk about rich people problems?
So, which I am unfamiliar. I would like to learn about these things.
Yeah, how does that side live, Ryan?
Yeah, I mean, in Wiggins America, sometimes you just have to take a different view. You know, everybody's talking about news from New York and L.A. We sometimes park in Boise, and we're like, what's going on here? Is this Wiggins America? I don't know. You know, it's a different point of view. So that's
even
what,
more confused now.
You should be.
We're in Boise?
That's what this is today. It's just a different point of view, one that doesn't get brought up enough. This is from CNBC, of all places, and I love that it is. CNBC.
Why, you feel like it's valid? You feel like you did the extra work today.
Problems that rich people face, according to therapists. Now, if the tone of my voice sounds like I'm mocking it, that's not true. I want to go through these with you guys.
Okay.
See that if you agree,
talk slow,
disagree.
So we can understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. So problems rich people face. Wealth can bring with it some unconventional problems. More money, more problems, they say. Number one.
Is that how you're mansplaining it to me?
I'm not mansplaining anything. I'm explaining things.
Yeah, you're boy-splaining.
Number one, feelings of isolation. These people live in such a rarefied place of the top 1%.
You feel alone with your money?
Where there are very few people.
Gosh, I'm surrounded by so much money I can't see humans.
Who share the realities of their world. So they're alone. They don't know. They have to be friends with other rich people because nobody gets them.
And how do you know if somebody's rich and worth your time?
Yeah, you got to talk about your net worth basically from day one when you're introducing yourself.
That, what I just said is going to be used against me in a political hit ad one day.
That's
how
all,
do you know if someone is rich and worth your time?
This is all designed for that.
Yeah.
This whole segment is for op research someday against
you. I see. Are you going to run against me?
Probably.
I don't know. Maybe. You know, we'll see. If the winds of change are blowing, I might jump on. People tend to see you as lucky and happy, and neither may be true. Just because you have money, wealth can be very isolating. Identify with that, anybody? No.
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 Okay. All right. We'll move on to the next one. Paranoia.
I think it's funny how people say that, like, people may tend to see you as happy. It's like, tone that down a little bit.
I've never seen a sad rich person, have you?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people who are miserably sad and very wealthy.
I was under the understanding ideologically that money equals full happiness. The two are basically the same thing. Number two, paranoia and distrust. Wealth can cause people around the super rich to view them as objects. You don't want to be viewed as an object.
I've heard of this signing bonuses for athletes. They're very young and they are very much so inundated with money. And then people who are like, "Hey, bud, hey, cuz."
Yeah.
And then you look at everyone looking at you like you're a bank account.
I actually could see this, And especially if you went from nothing to, like, if you won the lottery, suddenly you just had tons of money. This therapist says that clients are often bombarded by a never-ending stream of requests. So all kinds of people suddenly know you, and all of your relatives that you didn't know you had come out of the woodwork. So I could see that happening. It's just not a problem I deal with. CNBC.
Yeah, everybody wants to be around you for your charm.
That's, yeah, people just want to be around me for my charm because I make them feel good about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, a distorted sense of purpose. And again, the YouTube live chat poll today. Have you felt the financial pain of higher prices? This is in opposition to that poll. This is about rich people. They have a distorted sense of purpose.
Like they think they're too important?
People who became rich as a result of their own achievements have a strong internal focus of control. But conversely, those who suddenly acquire wealth, be it through an inheritance or, let's say, now the article doesn't say this, but let's say some big entity just gives out free money. People tend to not think about that money in the same way as if you earned that money, is what CNBC is saying here. The sudden influx of wealth can often lead to existential identity challenges and strains on relationships. When there's no need to work, where do you get your sense of meaning and purpose and structure? That's what CNBC says. Now, that's rich people problems.
Rich people problems?
Before we get to the end of the hour here, live at Ruler Foods,
mm-hmm.
Let's talk about hot people problems. And this is from the New York Post.
Okay.
So this isn't CNBC.
This is in your diary. Why is this in your handwriting?
No.
This is from you.
It's just a bunch of emojis is what it is.
This is just about your burden of being too hot.
What a pity to be pretty. Now, the number one thing that gorgeous people say that they have a tough time with is that the physical appearances of hot people say that they get too much unwanted attention. Now, this is definitely something that at least I can identify with. I figured you guys could too, everybody at this table. Thank you very much for these very nice words online. Just let me know. Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, what are you?
You want us to rate ourselves?
Yeah, go ahead.
A 5.
A 5? Really? Brad?
On a scale of 1 to 10. And we're talking about looks.
Yeah.
Oh, my. 4?
Oh, my gosh.
I love how he had. If I would have said 4, he'd have said 3.
Well, if
let's rate Ryan.
I can't.
No.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
2.5.
No.
Half a star.
These people say that what they get tired about, and this maybe change your outlook a little bit. They get tired of people constantly thinking that they're flirting with other people's spouses because they're just so hot that people assume that even if they're talking, they're flirting. You get this, right? I'm not alone here. I get this all the time. Being attractive enough to get hit on, but when you're not interested, they pick out something to make you feel bad so that they don't feel bad about being rejected. Women in particular say they've met a shocking amount of men who think that they can, they assume automatically that they are hitting on them just by talking to them.
That's enough of that.
Yeah, I think so.
Do you encounter hot people problems or rich people problems more?
Oh, hot people problems. Way more.
You know, you should use that to have rich people problems.
Yeah, you know what? I should.
You're doing this wrong.
I should use my looks to get money.
Broadcasting live from the Ruler Foods in St. Charles and West Clay Street. Could you come out and say hi to us? We would love to see you. Thank you to everybody who's brought diapers out so far. They are mounting up, but there's still room for more. Come see us at the Ruler Foods in St. Charles. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.